when our Lord appeared to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque under the revelations of the Sacred Heart, one of the profound statements that he made, something to the effect of, "Behold the heart that has loved men so much and has been loved so little in return." That's what we really need to look at, because in the readings that the church has given to us, it lays all this out for us. Saint Paul prays that we would have the progress of the inner man and to have Christ dwelling in our hearts through faith. That's where the love comes from. That's the gift. When you look at it and say, "Behold the heart that has loved men so much," how much more can you love other than to give your entire self? And when we're talking about our Lord's entire self, we are talking about a person who is infinite. And so the mystery then is even greater, that someone who is infinite has entered into your heart, which is finite. And yet he is there. And he is loving you with his entire being. He is loving you infinitely, already dwelling within your hearts. But then Saint Paul turns it the other way, saying that, okay, this is happening so that you will be able to comprehend with all of the saints what is the length and height and depth and breadth, and to know Christ's love which surpasses all knowledge. So we have to ask ourselves, why, if he loves me so much, do I love him so little? Well, there are a few possibilities. One, we don't understand. We're trying to figure it out. St. Paul made very clear that this love surpasses all knowledge. If you're waiting until you figure it out, it is never, ever going to happen. Ever. Why does God love you? Because he made you to be loved. If you look at it from the point of view that love is somehow earned or deserved or a reward, then we know where we would all be. And we wouldn't be being loved, because we do not deserve one ounce of it. We haven't earned it at all. It is a pure gift. Perhaps that's the part that doesn't make sense to us. That somebody would actually love me so much that they would give themselves as a gift to me. Why? How? There is no way of making sense of it. The only thing we can do is accept. But then that becomes the next issue. Maybe we're not willing to receive. It is one of those mysterious things that is totally contrary to what would seem natural. It is actually more difficult to receive than it is to give. And the reason why that is the case is because you cannot control what you receive. You can control what you're going to give. You cannot control what you're going to receive. And that scares us, because we want to be in control. Love is out of control. You can't control it. Well, you can try to control what you're going to give to somebody, which means that you're being skimpy anyway. You're not loving with your whole heart if you're trying to control what you're going to give, because obviously you're not giving everything. And the problem here is that it is the opposite of what is typical. Because when it comes to love, we cannot initiate it. We can only respond to it. In other words, we have to allow ourselves to be loved before we can love. And if we're not willing to allow that to happen because we want to be in control of it, then we're not going to be able to love him in return because we're not allowing him to love us. If we have to love based on what we have received, he has to love us first. He has to put the love into our hearts so that we have something there with which to love. And so then it becomes the next problem. Why don't we love? Because we're selfish. Because rather than receiving the love of the Lord, we want to take the love of the Lord. We want what we want, and we will take from him. All you have to do is think about prayer. If prayer is give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, I want, I want, I want, I want, that's not loving him, and that's not even receiving from him. It's demanding and it's taking. I want what I want. I don't care what you want. I don't care what you want to give me. I just want what I want. Well, then guess what? We're not going to receive anything. We're just going to take what we want. In other words, not only are we not allowing love to be a gift, now we're treating it as a commodity that we can steal. And we take for ourselves because we're so selfish. And if we're selfish, then not only are we not able to receive that love, obviously then we can't return it. We can't love with the love we've been given because it wasn't given to us, we took it. And so we don't have the love to give. So he is loving us. But if we don't allow him to love us, if we simply want to take what we want from him, the parts, of course, that we like, then we can't love in return. And there's another possibility of why we don't love in return. Because we're afraid. Because we look at it and say, how do I know that God loves me? We could say, well, he said that he loves us. God can't lie, so I guess he must love me. But I still don't really believe it because I don't think myself to be lovable. Consequently, he can't love me. So he decided he's going to prove it. And he went to the cross and he died. And then says, now, look at my heart, wide open. You notice on the cross, he is not covering himself up at all. He's not protecting his heart in the least because he can't. His arms are wide open, and then the soldier pierced his heart, so his heart is wide open. And we look at that and we say, wait a minute, if that's how he loves me, and now I need to receive this love, and I need to love him in return, oh my, what if he wants me to be crucified? What if I get a hangnail? I mean, he wants me to suffer the terrible suffering of a hangnail. I mean, really, I don't know. And we wimp out and we run the other way and we don't want anything to do with it. We want to love him on our terms, which of course means we want to be loved on our terms. That's why we like the warm, fuzzy Jesus. He's fake. There isn't such a thing. You have to accept the real person because that's the only one you can love. You can't love a fantasy. You have to love the real person of Jesus Christ. And in order to do that, you must allow yourself to be loved by the real person of Jesus Christ. And how? We heard it in the gospel. What you have hidden from the learned and the clever, you have revealed to the merest children. Jesus said, come to me, because I am meek and humble of heart. Only when we're humble of heart can this happen. That's exactly the same point that St. Paul made to us. This is what we have received, and we need to receive in humility so that we in turn can love in charity. It is exactly what our Lord is doing. In his absolute and infinite humility, he's willing to receive even the tiniest little bit that we are willing to give him. And he wants you, because not for anything that he's going to get, because remember, we can love him with our whole heart and strength, and he gets nothing from it. Zero. Zero. He is already perfect. We can't add anything to it. So he doesn't want what we have. He wants us. But he wants us for himself because it's what's best for us, not because he's going to gain from it. And so are we willing then to be able to say, I want to give myself to him? Do I really want to love him? If he's willing to accept, even if I give 1% instead of 100%, he's willing to accept that from me. But is that really what I want to do for him? When he loves me 100%, do I really want to love him 20 or 30 or 50 or 60 or 70%? If I'm doing that, then I'm not receiving 100%. Oh, sure, you just received him in Holy Communion 100%. You received the entire person of Jesus, which means you received 100% of his love, which is infinite. But the amount of love that you can receive is dependent entirely on how much you are willing to open your heart to receive. And so even though there's an infinite amount of love there and an infinite person who dwells within your heart because he loves you infinitely, you can only receive to the degree that you're willing to open your heart. So if that's 10 or 20 or 50 or 70%, that's how much you receive. He's giving 100. We receive a tiny bit, because we refuse to open our hearts to receive his love. And we refuse to open our hearts to receive his love because we refuse to open our hearts to love him. We can only love as much as we're willing to receive, because he has to love us first. So we have this infinite amount that's there, but we can only receive a little bit of it, because we're not rooted and grounded in love as St. Paul asked that we would be. Because we're trying to reason it out. We're trying to figure it out. We're trying to, decide how much we're going to give or how much we're going to allow. Imagine if he did that to us. I don't really quite want to do that. Yeah, the cross, that doesn't sound too pleasant to me. I think I won't. He didn't do that, thanks be to God. But we do, regularly. So that's when we look at that point. The heart that has loved us so much, 100%, and continues to. So how much do we receive? And based on how much we receive, that's how much we love him in return. And by his own statement, he has been loved very little in return. That's what comes back to us. He's doing it all. He's just waiting for us. He isn't going to force himself on you. Love is a gift. It cannot be forced. So he's waiting for you to open your heart so that you can receive. And in receiving, that you can love him as he loves you.